Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day in our weekly rhythm where we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. This week we've been learning about the prophet Jeremiah, a prophet who wrote in about the 600s BC, and who was writing to warn the people of Israel that all the visible signs of their special relationship with God were going to be coming to an end soon. And he was trying to give them hope that their actual relationship with God wasn't coming to an end, that their relationship with God transcended the temple and the priesthood and the governance of King David's descendants, that those things were important and good, but they weren't all of their relationship with God, that their relationship with God would last even if they were exiled from the promised land, exiled from their temple, exiled from the city of Jerusalem. They would still have their relationship with God intact. He described this in the passage we looked at yesterday as a new covenant that he would make with his people, writing his law on their hearts directly. And the day before we looked at a covenant where he talked about a time where they'd be ruled over by a good, perfect king, the Messiah or anointed one. And that these would be times when he would gather his faithful people back to a new Jerusalem, even after they'd been scattered in exile. This was all, you know, lots of bad news, but all meant to bring hope and good news through that process, even though it was hard. God is wanting his people to know that even if they lost all those physical manifestations of their relationship with God, he would still be there. His covenant with them, his new covenant, would be portable, would go with them wherever they went. It wasn't limited. God's love and relationship with his people was never going to be limited by anything earthly. God would stop at nothing to know and love his people. So when Jesus died on the cross, we could see quite visibly the new covenant coming into effect. And that separation between God and humanity, that mediation between us, disappearing as Jesus replaced the temple and the high priest in their role in mediating for God's people so they could connect with God. It happened visibly when Jesus died and the temple veil, a great big heavy curtain that separated the Holy of Holies, God's actual presence on earth, from the rest of humanity. Only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies once a year. And when Jesus died, that veil was torn in two, showing us visibly with a great big symbol that now anyone could access God's presence. That now God's presence would come to us through his Holy Spirit. Like the wind that's around me right now, God's Holy Spirit would pass through this world and enter into the hearts of those who believe and want to have that relationship with God that needs no mediation, that needs no one to stand in between except Jesus Christ himself. The Holy Spirit is the presence of Jesus here on earth, presence of Jesus who said he was greater than the temple. He was saying these things to let people know that he was the presence of God himself here on earth. And even though he died, rose again, and then ascended from this earth, he left his Holy Spirit to continue to be God's presence in our lives today. God is present here with us. We can invite him in to dwell in our hearts, to transform our lives from the inside out, to do all those things that the temple and the priests were meant to do for the Jewish people. Now God can do those things directly in our hearts through his Holy Spirit, writing his law on our hearts through this new covenant. The greatest hope in this passage is in this line. They shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. That imagery shows us that there is a great veil of sin that separates us from knowing God, the way we were meant to know him when we were created. But when Jesus died on the cross, that veil, too, was torn in half, and no longer could sin separate us from the love of God. All we needed to do is walk through that veil, to accept that invitation to know God directly and personally, thanks to the death and resurrection of Jesus, to tell God that we want that death and resurrection to be meaningful for us, to give us access to the God who created us, who loves us, so that nothing, neither sin nor death, will ever separate us from the love of God again. That is the hope and promise of what Jesus Christ has done on the cross. That we can know God, that his covenant can be written on our hearts, that his Holy Spirit can live in our hearts, because sin and death are no barrier for us anymore. Whatever it's been in your life that has stood in the way of you knowing God personally, whatever sin in your life feels like it should keep God at a distance, know that God has torn that in two through his death and resurrection on the cross as Jesus Christ, so it has no power over you anymore, no power to separate you from God. You can simply hand that over to Jesus Christ, because he died on the cross to destroy that sin's power. Give that over to him, say, Jesus, I don't want this to separate me from God any longer. Please take it to the cross, let it die there, and then rise to new life, so I too can rise to new life with you and live in your kingdom, the New Jerusalem, under your new covenant. And so, that is your challenge for today. Figure out what it is that's been separating you from God, to think through seriously what sin in your life stands in the way of the relationship with God that you are made for. Ask him to forgive you and to remember that sin no more. Then invite his Holy Spirit into your heart to write his new law, his new covenant, there forever. So that's your challenge for today. Talk with some friends about how you'll try to live that out, whether you're actually going to say that prayer, and if not, why not? This would be a great thing to share with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters. Start a little group to discuss our challenges. It's so important that you do. So have a good one, and I'll see you tomorrow.